You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Of course, at this time every day, we look at the major political stories you need to pay attention to. Yesterday was day one of former President Jacob Zuma's hearing of his application into a permanent stay of the 16 charges against him. With his lawyer, of course, wrapping things up, Thabani Masuku, arguing the NPA had violated the rights of his client. And then, very interestingly, his lawyer, Muzi Skakane, laying into the judges, even using the C word. And it was a very interesting moment, not because it would, make a sailor blush, but because he was trying to make the point that there were people against Jacob Zuma who had so much disregard for the law, they were even disrespectful to judges. What does it all mean? EWN political reporter Clement Manyatela joins us now on the line. A very good morning to you, Clement. You're in KZN. You were there. A bit of drama on day one. Certainly no one expecting the use of the word, the C word, right?
Yeah, certainly. And even the F word, Bongani, that was used. And this was, of course, described by Jacob Zuma's legal counsel, Advocate Muzisi Kakani, when he described that conversation from the spy tapes of the then Scorpion's head, Leonard McCarthy, and the former NPA head, Bulelani Ngcuka, where they were describing judges using profanity. And he went on to, of course, describe those words to the judges. And what the point he was trying to put across, Bongani, is that, look, this shows that these two senior law enforcement officers at the time were being a law unto themselves. And this subsequently led to them arguing that, particularly on the side of the NPA official, that's Bulelani Ngcuka, that actually he was violating the Constitution by discussing prosecutorial matters with someone who's outside of the NPA. And they were saying, you know, the NPA can't come now and act as if it has credibility and want to demand that there be a prosecution and that this prosecution against Jacob Zuma continue, when in fact they should be coming and accounting to the court for their senior leader at the time violating the Constitution like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a strategy that's going to work, because essentially, as you point out, what he's really saying is these guys weren't just bad against Jacob Zuma. They were bad towards the courts. They were bad towards judges. Mm. I don't know if it's a strategy that's going to work. But the other point I found interesting was the idea that it almost doesn't matter whether Jacob Zuma is guilty or not of the charges. The point his lawyers were making was that he was treated so unfairly to the point of compromising his dignity that his guilt or innocence almost doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I mean, the judges obviously kept on interjecting and saying, but look, what if there's a strong case against the former president? Are you telling us we must not look at the merits of the case and the kind of evidence that the NPA have? But Zuma's legal team really took that approach. I mean, when they started this whole thing, they spoke about how this corruption case is an intersection of law and politics. That was actually the premise of their arguments. And the first thing they did was to try and portray Jacob Zuma as a victim of a mob justice by the NPA, saying that he's been treated inhumanely, treated outside the bounds of the Constitution. And they based this argument on two things: unreasonable delays and political interference. We've already spoken about how they found issue with that conversation between Leonard McCarthy and Bulelani Ngcuka, saying that that showed that there was, in fact, political interference in the case. These two law enforcement officers were influenced by politics. But on unreasonable delays, they argued that Jacob Zuma is not responsible for that. And Bongani, I mean, you know how the former president has tried every single trick in the book to try and delay this corruption case from getting to trial. Well, his legal team is saying he's never been responsible for this delay, for those delays. In fact, They're saying they don't even know what this Stalingrad approach that everybody speaks talking about even means. And what they argue to the court is these delays have prejudiced the former president. They're saying his name today is synonymous with corruption, and he's had to carry this great burden for a very long time. And they're saying that is very problematic, because the NPA is the reason why there have been so many unreasonable delays to getting this corruption case on trial.
It's quite extraordinary. I mean, they even made the point that South Africans have been too blinded by hatred for Jacob Zuma to see the abuse.
They're saying that, the way South Africans hate the former president, they're blinded to the fact that he's been treated unfairly by the NPA. They argued also, it was interesting, Bongani, because at some point, Advocate Sekakane paused for a little bit and told the judges that he may not like the former president, he may not like what he's been accused of doing, but that doesn't mean that he can be treated as though he doesn't have rights. And he went further to say that before he even represented Jacob Zuma, he went to him first and said, "Are you corrupt?" And clearly he seems to have been satisfied with the answer that he got from the president, and that is why he's representing him today. But that argument was that, look, so many South Africans are looking at this former president. His name is synonymous with corruption, and most of them are being blinded because the NPA has been so unrelentless and so obsessed with convicting him, even when they actually don't have a case against him.
Yeah, I mean, what was he going to say that he's not? I mean, it's just extraordinary that is the best argument he can make. Look, outside the court, of course, the usual coterie of supporters from Carl Niehaus to Andile Mngxitama and obviously his sons.
Yeah, so his sons were there. In fact, when he arrived in court, he arrived with both his sons, Edward and Duduzani, and outside court, I mean, Duduzani is very famous amongst the ladies. It was so funny that as his father was speaking on stage, he actually went off the stage and started taking selfies with the ANC supporters that were here to show some support to his father. But what the former president really, depended on and relied on as he addressed his supporters yesterday afternoon was speaking about his dignity, that his dignity, his rights have been violated and undermined in a shocking way. And he said they've been undermined in the way that they were during apartheid. So he says the spy tapes are exposing the rot in the law enforcement agencies. He was, he was repeating what the lawyers were saying in court about this case being about the intersection of law and politics and how Bulelani Ngcuka and Leonard Mkhize were actually influenced by politics as well. So again, he's told his supporters he's not guilty. He says there's no case against him and there will never be. And he says this case has been going on for so long that even some of the judges and prosecutors that have presided over this case have died while others on pension.
Well, he went ahead and said five of them had acquitted him, he said to his supporters outside the court yesterday. We'll leave it there. EWN political reporter Clement Maniatela, expect to hear more from him in the coming days because, of course, that matter is going to continue for about the next 3 days.